Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Coming to you live from Hollywood, the home of leftists, elitists, and gated communities, it's time for the Landbackers on 720 WGN. There we go.
Hey.
Hold on a second. Let me get your microphone adjusted.
Why?
Why? Because you sound...
I don't sound okay?
No, you sound great. It's just that it's... I thought it might be overmodulating.
I think that was just me and overreacting.
I don't like to overmodulate. All right. Now we got it.
That was great.
Well, thank you.
That's the first time I've heard that. Well, is that a Blazing Saddles whip?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I know.
What do you mean you've never heard that? Sure you
no,
have.
No, the intro...
That's the way it goes. I didn't put that in there.
No, not the...
What?
What you just put together.
The whip. It's just the beginning of Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I thought you coordinated an entire opening, but now I just...
I did. But I did it live. Because that's the way I roll.
And I was applauding.
All right, here we go. I got to say, first of all, when I said we're in Hollywood, we are. Sort of. We're in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is next to Hollywood. They intermingle. So we're not in Chicago. I'm calling it Hollywood. John Landbecker, Amy Landbecker. What are we going to call the show? Well, because we've never done this before. I want to make that clear.
That's true.
Right? So we've been on...
This might be the only time this ever happens.
Well, one never knows where destiny's trail will lead. So we've done television programs as guests. We've done radio programs as guests together. But never, ever have we had basically what amounts to, excuse me, 2 hours of airtime, and we're the only people on it, with the exception, of course, of the great people back at WGN, and that would include Andrea Darlis. Have you ever met Andrea?
I don't think
so. Oh, she's very cool. Very cool. So
I wanted to do the cross chat, but we didn't. It didn't work.
Well, we'll get that going.
That sounded perfect.
I have a lot of explaining to do. So what was I going to call it? So some of the thoughts that are entering my mind were, okay, Landbecker and Landbecker. We've used that before when we did a. What did we do?
We actually did a demo of this.
Yeah,
because we thought we might do this.
Then Bob Surratt called us those lovable Landbeckers. Thought about that.
I love Bob. Don't love the title.
Then I was thinking Landbecker DNA.
I like that.
But then Todd Manley, the operations manager who is responsible for us being here this evening, sent me an email, and on it it said, the Landbeckers on WGN. And I thought,
yeah.
I don't know if he means that as a... Just a header on an email, or does he mean that as a suggestion? He didn't say it was a suggestion, but I thought, well, that's good.
It's nice and simple.
I like it.
Don't overcomplicate.
It's got gravitas, or whatever it's called. I mean, part of that is because it's WGN.
Yeah.
I mean, if you said, it's the Landbecker, it's on WJMK, nobody cares. You know, well, there is no WGN.
They don't exist anymore.
Well, there isn't one anymore. That's why I use that. But you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That didn't have any. That doesn't carry any water.
Right. It's because.
Right. That's who cares. But WGN.
That's a behemoth in the radio.
That's absolutely right. So, I also, before we go any further, need to thank the folks here at KTLA, correct?
Amazing. Yeah.
Which is not a radio station. And that may not seem significant, but trust me, it is. It's a TV station. It's a big TV station here in Los Angeles, and it's owned, of course, by the same company that owns WGN. But to accommodate a radio show, they literally had to construct a studio for us, and that's a pretty big deal.
Well, I don't think they put the walls up.
Well, no. I think this is probably an announce booth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like yes.
Voiceover.
Yeah, we are in a sound booth.
And there is a, and there is a microphone
right
set up here. But now we have our own microphones.
With an ISDN.
We have a link up. We have coordinated audio. We got all sorts of stuff. And we just need to thank them profusely.
And they're very welcoming when we go.
Yes. And we shall continue to do that in the 2 hours that we occupy this great radio station. So, I think we should explain, to a certain extent, just to get it out of the way, why both of us are here in Los Angeles. You live in Santa Monica. You work here. You're an actress.
That's right.
I don't live here.
What are you doing here?
Well, that's a good question. I came out here Sunday because I was going to take an acting class on... Thank you. On Monday. And when I was talking to Todd about when we were doing this, it just coincidentally fell into place that the trip for the acting class and to do this on WGN were literally within a couple of days of each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I go back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
sadly,
I have to do color commentary on Michigan City High School football, the Wolves, tomorrow night. I'll be doing color commentary on Alco TV. I know just enough to fake it. And they will be hosting Homewood Flossmoor. That's a big deal. By the way, Michigan City defeated Griffith, I believe it was, last week, 53-0, something like that. So it's going to be...
That might not have been the most exciting game in the history.
No, but it shows you the power behind the Michigan City Wolves, is all I'm saying.
It's a lot of power.
So that's what I got to do tomorrow. Not that I got to do it, but I want to do it.
Yes.
So this evening and into tomorrow morning, we're going to explain what we're going to talk about what we did this week, which has been just jam-packed with different excursions and adventures and work and things of that nature. Also, later after the bottom of the hour, we are going to take a look at something that's been in the news, but nothing divisive or anything like that. And the only reason we're even going to get close to that is because there is a family connection to this news story that's been part of the ongoing news cycle for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, something like that, don't you think? So we'll do that after the break at the bottom of the hour. And later, probably when we get into after midnight, thank you, Eric Clapton, a little thing I like to call Everybody's Been on Law and Order.
Yeah.
And we'll explain that. So all of that plus a lot more, quite frankly, coming up here on 720 WGN. I did say in the opening, home of leftists, elitists, and gated communities, because that's one of the bylines that some folks seem to label this part of the country with, right? So you would be a leftist, you would be an elitist, right, Amy?
I don't live in a gated community, but I'm 2 out of 3.
Yeah, right. But, frankly, you know...
I don't consider myself an elitist.
I'm
but,
kidding.
But definitely leftist.
I'm being semi-sarcastic. The tongue is in my cheek. You just can't tell. But in reality, you know, Hollywood's all about... The media is all about an image. And, you know, they call it Tinseltown because, you know, what's tinsel? That's a fake icicle, right?
Yeah,
isn't it?
That's
yeah,
right.
It is. It's a fake icicle you hang on a tree.
Yes.
Yeah. That's nothing. There's nothing to it. It has no substance. It's just flash and it's gone.
And if you're...
And that's what Hollywood's all about.
A fish, you could choke and die on it.
Probably. And so some people are misinformed as to what exactly goes on here. Now, let me see if I can play all these things correctly. Hold on.
I can tell you're queuing up for something.
Well, yeah, I'll get it here. I'll get it here. For instance, this line from a song by Leon Russell called Welcome to Hollywood.
Welcome to Hollywood. You meet best sons and daughters.
Oh, welcome. That's right. Man, can you spare a quarter? Because there's tons of people panhandling, right? What?
Yes.
And who can forget Dionne Warwick's fine lyric? I can. Here we go.
And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas.
More coming from Hollywood. We're supposed to take a break now. Is that right? I believe. And we'll be back on 720 WGN. WGN live from Hollywood, and I thought I'd throw in a few, you know, famous themes. That, of course, is the Marvel theme. And you had a brief experience in a Marvel movie.
Very brief.
Why don't you tell them what that was, Amy? John Landecker, Amy Landecker. What Marvel movie was it?
I'm in Doctor Strange. I think I have one line. I think it's, I hate you.
typecasting. They took you all the way to England, didn't they?
Yeah,
Marvel
they
did.
Sure did.
Yeah.
This is how much money Marvel has.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful actor, Michael Stuhlbarg, who was in, I think, 3 Oscar-nominated films this year.
Including A Serious Man with
Well,
you.
That, no, but I mean just this year.
Oh, no, I know, yeah.
3 Best Picture noms. But anyway, he was in this scene as a doctor.
By the way, you know Amy is a Hollywood insider because she says noms instead of nominations. Stuhlbarg had a few noms.
Oh my god, I really am, because I didn't even notice that. Okay, but so anyway, the director was really in love with A Serious Man, which you just mentioned, which was this movie I did for the Coen brothers ages ago. But and so he thought it would be cool if me and Michael were in the same scene in what is that movie called?
What are you talking
Dangerous.
About?
Dangerous.
What? Don't you know the movies you're in?
Doctor Strange.
Yes, Doctor Strange. So but that's Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, Michael is in the scene I'm explaining why I got the job.
Okay, fine. Because you're good.
No, because he wanted to put me and Michael Stuhlbarg in the same scene. Because
Hollywood.
Why would you fly an actress to London and keep her there for a month when she has 3 lines and is wearing a surgery mask and a cap, and your father, when he sees the film, actually thinks you're an Indian woman from England, because that's how unrecognizable you are
in
the film.
The timbre of her voice was very similar.
You can't see her face.
And I can't see
your
face.
We were all in surgery, and you don't know I'm there.
And you're wearing a mask.
That's right.
Right. That is absolutely correct. Yep, just a little something behind the scenes from Marvel. Hey! A very good movie, though. I thought you carried yourself well underneath the smock.
Thank you. That was so. They sent me there a week early for fittings.
Catch this.
And
they fly her to London
and
all
hair
right?
and makeup tests.
They
and I land
this.
In England, and they go, "Here's your outfit, which was scrubs. We're going to change the cap from scene to scene. You're wearing a mask. Oh, we don't need you to do hair and makeup.
Nobody's going to see your face.
Oh, you don't need to learn how to do surgery because you're the anesthesiologist, which means your back is to the scene the entire time, and you're not really in the scene. But enjoy London."
Which you did.
Which I did. You know what I ended up doing? I ended up binging Breaking Bad all seasons. I hadn't watched it yet with jet lag.
Yeah.
And that was my trip.
Well, it's John Landecker and Amy Landecker here on 720 WGN. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock.
Which is way past my bedtime.
Tomorrow morning.
Thank God we're in L.A. or I would have fallen asleep.
Which happens in about 35 minutes. And I think we're going to have to break here.
No.
Near the bottom of the hour. I got like...
Ooh, bottom of the hour. Who's the insider now?
I think most people understand what the bottom of the hour is.
That's a radio term.
Maybe it is not.
Sure it is. Nobody else is the bottom of the hour.
I got top of the hour.
No, nobody but radio people do that.
That's where I got my first nom, by the way, was my performance of It's the Bottom of the Hour. On 720 WGN. We got to get focused here. I want to talk about, briefly, what we did this week. Okay, so I fly out here. I've had this thing that I wanted to do, sort of like a bucket list thing, to take this legitimate Hollywood acting class from a legitimate teacher who was actually from Chicago, that once was the instructor for my lovely daughter, Amy. And I did that, and it was one of the most spectacular experiences I've ever had. Mm. I'm not going to get into all the details, because why bother? Then, excuse me, Amy's...
Are you hearing that echo, or just me?
No, no, they've got a mic on back there. I think that means that we're supposed to
take a break.
Yeah. All right. So, you know what? I'll hold on to the rest of my fantastic story as we head towards the bottom of the hour here on 720 WGN. Hey, if you're thinking that must be the logo to Universal Pictures, you're correct. Why would we be playing it? If you're just joining 720 WGN, it's the Landeckers on WGN. John Landecker, daughter Amy Landecker, we're live from Hollywood. We explained it earlier. We're not going to explain it now, but maybe we'll explain it later. So we were starting to talk about what occurred this week. I flew out on Sunday. Monday I had this acting class I've been looking for. And then you introduced me to your dad's having a brain fart.
A senior moment?
Yes, that's what it would be. You, Alan Meyerson.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Alan Meyerson is a renowned music mixer of soundtracks for films. And he was nice enough to invite me to the Warner Brothers studios on Tuesday. And I am telling you, it was one of the most mind-blowing experiences I have ever had. Amy knows how much I'm into...
I mean,
sound.
Yeah, I basically have grown up being the kid who told, being the teenage kid who told their dad to turn it down.
And that includes movies.
Anything.
Yeah.
Everything's loud. It was always about, we had speakers before they made them tiny and amazing. He had speakers that were literally like the size of some people's bedrooms.
I have to still have them.
And everything is about surround sound. Everything
right.
is well, about, you know, this, the Lacey's already playing tonight, the
okay.
soundtracks
so,
to
right.
things.
So in this gigantic soundstage, I guess that's the word for mm-hmm. it, is about 70-piece orchestra. And on a podium is a conductor. And in line of sight of the conductor is a huge screen on which will be projected whatever movie they're going to do the soundtrack for. As it turns out, this would be the soundtrack for the upcoming film Aquaman. And when that orchestra started, I just about, I can't even tell you, the sound was just incredible. Just incredible. I don't even have the words. So after I geeked out on that for a little bit, they let me go in to the room and sit with the orchestra.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. While they recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And what was unbelievable, I mean, it was great to hear it. The sound was incredible. But to watch them match it up with scenes from Aquaman, wow. Just outstanding.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So that was Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Amy, why don't you tell us what happened on Wednesday?
Is that when I shot?
Yeah. God.
I'm just
yes.
so busy, Dad. So now.
Yeah.
Was that yesterday?
That was yesterday.
First of all, are we going to go back to the acting class, or was that...
Oh, if you want to.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to Leslie Kahn, who's one of the great acting teachers in Los Angeles.
Who's from Chicago.
Whose class you took.
That's
right. Because we never named her.
Oh, didn't I?
No, you did
I'm
not.
Sorry.
But
I'm sorry.
She's a genius. Anyway, so I'm recurring on...
What does that mean?
It's just, you know, it's like top of the hour, Dad.
Recurring
inside
means
baseball. I am, it means you have more, it's a guest star with multiple episodes.
Right.
So one guest star would be like, you know, when you do one episode of Law and Order and you're like, you know, the murder victim or something. And a recurring would be, you know, if you had...
Whoa, Harry, what's that? What is that?
I don't know.
I'm not playing anything. I swear to God.
Maybe they're playing me out.
No. That would be the Oscars. All right. So,
So I'm recurring on a show called Sneaky Pete, which is on Amazon Prime.
And and they're filming its third season.
That's right.
Sneaky Pete is about a con man on the run from a vicious gangster who takes cover by assuming the identity of his prison cellmate.
That's right.
And we'll do a little bit more on Sneaky Pete later after we do the news at the top of the hour. When we play the great game that is my creation, and that is Everybody's Been on Law and Order. That'll come up later. But now, I think we got time to do this.
You're so good. He's so good. I don't have to do anything.
This is going to take a turn for...
we're going to try to stay apolitical, though.
Well, yeah. The only reason that we're getting into this at all is because there's a family connection. So Politico was criticized after a senior staff member wrote that former Trump advisor and Republican fixture Roy Cohn died from AIDS as a, quote, result of the decadent homosexual lifestyle he denied to the end, unquote.
When did Politico write that?
This past week.
That's disgusting.
I know. So
seriously?
Yeah. This all revolves around the Army McCarthy hearing, to which I believe President Trump referred to in a tweet a few days ago. What did he say?
He said, study the Army McCarthy hearings because the Mueller crowd makes McCarthy look like a baby, something like that.
Well, I don't know if... I thought that was a...
Yeah, Mueller and his gang that make Joseph McCarthy look like a baby.
I thought that was a unique reference.
Rigged witch hunt.
Because... it happened in the mid-50s, and I don't think it's, at this particular point in American history, a topic that usually gets mentioned. And then, because that happened, you had this clip over and over and over of a person named Joseph Nye Welch talking about, have you no decency? Well, the deal is that Joseph Nye Welch is Amy's great-grandfather on her mother's side. So that's the tie-in, see?
Okay,
right.
But I'm going to jump in here and say, and this is, I'm just stating facts, when Trump got elected and during some of the tweets and the things that have been happening, it has been invoked in the last couple of years that, you know, this quote of my great-grandfather's, which was, at long last, sir, have you no decency,
right,
which has often been applied to Trump. But in a classic Roy Cohn fashion, which would be who was the attorney for Joseph McCarthy during the hearings and who was an advisor to Trump and one of his closest friends before he passed. Roy Cohn always said, this is like in classic and verified and is the way that he wins. If something's thrown at you, throw it back to the other side.
Right.
So Trump, in my theory, this has been something that's been invoked to him, and he very cleverly said, you know what, I'm going to throw McCarthy onto Mueller.
Which I just found to be random, because I guess that's the word, because, as I said...
like out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. How did we get to the Army-McCarthy hearings in 1955?
Well, Roy Cohn is one of Trump's favorite human beings.
And Roy Cohn was a very significant part of the Army-McCarthy hearings, and you heard... Amy's great-grandfather's quote over and over and over again, which is, sir, at long last, do you have no decency? And in my opinion, that clip has been played not out of context, so to speak, because if I add what happened before it to it, it doesn't change the message, but I believe that what we're going to do after we come back from the break is play a clip of that hearing, which is from a great documentary called Point of Order, by the way, which I believe came out in the early 60s. And you'll hear how Joseph Nye Welch sort of led up to that classic clip and what was going on as he reached that point and the confrontation between Welch and Senator McCarthy. And we'll do that when we come back on 720 WGN. That's a little heavy intro there. That, of course, the theme from West Wing. John Landecker and Amy Landecker here on 720 WGN. Why would that be more significant than usual? Because we're talking about politics?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
no, that's
yeah,
not it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but then.
Never heard of it. What is it?
There's an added spice. Go ahead. Come on. It's public knowledge.
Yeah.
You're engaged to Bradley
Josh
Hartford.
Lyman.
Josh Lyman is going to be my son-in-law.
That's right.
Wow. speaking of politics, we're talking about the Army McCarthy hearings that President Trump mentioned in a tweet a few days ago, and exactly what is...
By the way, though, you kept saying it's so random, but I think witch hunt, this is one of the most famous witch hunts
in
American history.
That's true.
So that's why he's invoking
it. Okay, that's true. In case you don't know, well, there's a couple of things about this. It was the first time ever in American television broadcast history that a live hearing was on the networks. And it was a sensation. It was on for 36 straight days, 8 hours a day. And what it boils down to is that Joseph McCarthy, Senator Joseph McCarthy, was on a witch hunt, if you will, for communists. There were communists everywhere, literally in the Defense Department, in the White House, you name it. McCarthy said there were commies. All right? So this sets up a hearing that's really not about that. It's about a sidebar, but there's no need to go there because it just confuses it. But it gets to the point in the whole proceedings where McCarthy starts accusing Joseph Nye Welch of having a communist, God, it's unbelievable, on his staff at the law firm of Hale and Dorr. Here's the clip that I think puts somewhat the sense of context, if you will.
Until this moment, Senator, I think I never really gauged. Little did I dream you could be so reckless and so cruel as to do an injury to that lad.
May I say that Mr. Welch talks about this being cruel and reckless. He was just baiting. He has been baiting Mr. Cohen here for hours. I just give this man's record long before he became a member.
Senator, may we not drop this? We know he belongs to the Lawyers Guild. And Mr. Cohen nods his head at me. I did you, I think, no personal injury, Mr. Cohen.
No, sir.
I meant to do you no personal injury.
No?
And if I did, I beg your pardon. Let us not assassinate this lad further, Senator.
Let's
You've done enough. Have you no sense of decency, sir? At long last, have you left no sense of decency?
Man, it never gets old. Every time I hear that, chills go up and down. It's just incredible.
What's also incredible is he went on to play the judge in... Were you getting to that? I'm sorry. Anatomy of a Murder.
Yeah.
And when I was listening to that clip, it's such an incredible performance, even as a trial lawyer, right? It's
He's ad-libbing.
And with power and intent
and
perfect timing.
And he's your great-grandfather.
And it just shows where...
And Tracy Landecker's great-grandfather also, I might want to add.
Yes, my wonderfully talented sister.
That's true.
She's a writer-musician.
Yep.
But yeah, that's probably where we got the bug, though, to perform.
At any rate, many consider that to be a watershed moment in American history. It destroyed McCarthy. I believe he died, sadly,
cirrhosis of the liver.
A couple of years later. And Joseph Nye Welch went on to the cover of Life magazine. He hosted a television show called Omnibus. And as Amy referenced, was cast as a judge in the film Anatomy of a Murder.
The jury will disregard the remark made by the attorney for the defense. There is no reason to believe that the prosecution has not acted in good faith.
Yeah, Joseph Nye Welch.
I need to
American
honor
hero.
Dad, his son, Lyndon, my grandfather, just passed recently. So I just want to honor the Welch side of my family and send my grandfather and great-grandfather plenty of love where they are.
He was a great guy, too.
Yeah.
Grandfather. Yeah. Who I knew.
Yeah, my dad and my mom met in eighth grade.
Yeah?
That's crazy. My daughter thought that was gross.
Because she's going into the eighth grade.
No, she's going into ninth grade.
What?
And Yes, Iris is going into high school.
Does she have a boyfriend?
No.
Look at you. How dare
or
you?
Or a girlfriend?
How dare you?
We don't know.
Right, all right. How dare you?
I'm in L.A., Dad. I'm a liberal in L.A.
Right.
How dare you, heteronormatively?
I'm an omnidirector, hist male, or whatever the heck I am. I don't know.
Cis.
Male. I can't keep track no more.
I'm going to hiss at you.
You know, the other thing that's happening in the news is that the publisher of the National Enquirer,
Pecker,
was granted immunity.
You know, what do you think of Pecker?
And his
what do you think of that Pecker?
And his name.
How do you say that without laughing?
His name is David Pecker, right?
I just like hearing Dan Rather on the news on our way here, like, and when
Mr. Pecker.
We kept laughing.
Come on.
It's like that at Saturday Night Live skit. He said Pecker.
Let's just step back.
Oh, Beavis and Butthead.
Let's just step back a second and don't give me any righteous indignation that we're making fun of him. Because you know darn well, every time you hear that name, it crosses your mind. I don't care if you're Dan Rather or Darn Tootin'. You know what I mean? It's impossible to hear the name David Pecker. To not think of it. To not have it cross somewhere in the regions of your...
it's kind of like Anthony Weiner. It's just an unfortunate...
It's better. It's better than Anthony Weiner.
Well,
it is.
But when Weiner showed his Weiner, that made that worse.
That's fine, but... not fine, but you know what I'm saying. I don't think Anthony Weiner...
got mocked as much as Pecker.
Not in my mind. I think
Pecker is also just a...
You know,
there's a thing in comedy that you'll learn at Leslie Kahn's, by the way, that consonants are funnier. So Pecker is funnier than Wiener.
I haven't gotten to that part
and
yet.
And that is the truth. That is a fact of comedy.
Now, here's another little thing that I don't like. My last name, obviously...
rhymes with Pecker, as does mine.
Landecker.
Amy Landpecker.
And in high school... Dave Pearson and your cousin Steve Dobson called me Pecker and Peck.
I'll punch them in the face.
That's right. That's their name that they use, Pecker. But
hey, Pecker.
I gotta say, aside from everything else, can you imagine what his life has been like with that last name? Boy, I gotta tell you, the fifth grade must have been hell.
Come on. Thank God he overcame it and became a publishing magnet for such a wonderful institution of honesty and moral fortitude.
Where would the checkout lines of the grocery stores of America be, my fellow countrymen, without the National Enquirer?
The National Enquirer is one big revenge publication for everyone who made fun of him.
What would you do? If you didn't have the National Enquirer to at least look at the cover while you waited to check out. Huh? I ask you. John Landecker, Amy Landecker, the Landeckers on 720 WGN. Coming up, a game that I have created. I don't mind saying, everybody's been on Law and Order. And we'll get to that after we have the news at the top of the hour here on 720 WGN.
In the criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories.
The only thing Luke could do was shoot him. I was really messed up about it for a while, until I gave him a different perspective.
What was your take on it?
He's a bad guy. A drug dealer, for God's sake.
Oh, you said I'm not allowed to say anything. Well, you just, like, laugh and laugh.
720 WGN. The Landeckers on WGN. Amy Landecker, John Landecker, for about another hour. And welcome to Everybody's Been on Law & Order. I have been playing that clip since, I don't know, when did you... You were pregnant when that was on.
No, I wasn't.
No?
No, that was a different Law & Order. That was the first one I ever did, the one you just played.
I love that line. It's a drug dealer. For God's sake.
I think what was funny, if I'm not mistaken, the character was originally written as a cop bunny, someone who loves cops.
And gotcha.
And then they changed her to be a girlfriend, but they didn't change the script.
You want to hear a little secret?
What?
I combined both of your appearances in that clip.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't tell, can you?
No. Well, maybe I was pregnant in one of them then.
Oh, I don't know. But I knew you were pregnant.
Oh, you mean
during
it was this one episode, though?
Yes, one episode.
Oh, with two scenes? Oh, I think that is a pregnancy one. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
But it's something
who
that
I've been... Who can keep all the Law and Order straight? But I've been on like seven of them.
Right. But
that's
I've been playing it
maybe five.
Every time I get on the air with you, no matter where.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know that.
Well, yes, you did.
I mean, I didn't know it was that clip.
You always whine about it.
Well, but I didn't know it was that, like, it was the same clip.
All right. Well, Law and Order has been on the air for, I believe, and its various spinoffs. Has been on the air for, I think, 19 years.
Wow.
Now, by the way, I need to apologize if you're hearing a little wheezing, if you're hearing a little...
My voice,
I'm having some respiratory issues, and hopefully they will be cleared up in the very near future. But right now, I got to deal with it. Anyway, I never watched Law & Order, okay? Then I married the lovely Nika, and she brought the lovely Siobhan with her. And Siobhan is a Law & Order freak, okay? Law & Order, Law & Order, Law & Order, Law & Order. I started watching all of these Law & Orders, and they were good. And then I said, wait a minute. Almost every famous actor has been on Law & Order, as I watch all these episodes over the past 19 years. And I would tell Amy this. And then at the... Tony Awards, like 3 or 4 years ago, they did that exact bit.
Oh, that's right.
They did that exact bit. They found somebody in the audience, an actor.
Yep.
They focused on him, and then on the other side of the screen, they put his character or her character, as it were, from Law & Order.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
All right. So, with that in mind, I had decided to play the game.
Are you playing with yourself?
This way.
I mean, by yourself.
Excuse me? Jeez. My.
Transparent is rated TV-MA and is intended for mature audiences.
See?
It contains strong language,
what
sexual content, and nudity.
What is
viewer
that?
Viewer discretion is advised.
Thank
what is
you.
That from?
That is what, who picked it up?
Oh.
The Sundance Channel.
Oh, my gosh.
Sundance Channel picked up,
jeez.
Transparent, and that's what they ran.
That's hysterical.
All right. That, of course, the theme from Transparent. Transparent's still available on Amazon Prime. Amy Landecker is Sarah Pfefferman, the oldest daughter of the family. Now, I'm not going to get into any of the things that are going on with Transparent that are in the news, but I've taken Transparent, which, of course, as I just said, Amy is on, and Sneaky Pete, which Amy's recurring role, which she was filming on Wednesday. And I took all the actors, right? And I went to their IMDb page. And guess what? Just about everybody's been on Law & Order. For instance, let's see. Okay, here we go. Jeffrey Tambor, 5 episodes of SVU and Law & Order. Gabby Hoffman, Law & Order and Criminal Intent. Amy Landecker, Criminal Intent and SVU.
I was on a little known Law & Order called Conviction.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that only lasted, I think, a year.
Hello. Judith Light was on like 9,000 different...
you want to know a little trivia?
She was on 20... Judith Light was on 25 episodes of
Jesus
Law & Order
Christ.
And SVU.
That's seriously?
Right. Yes.
But
yes.
I have a little piece of trivia that I don't see on your list there.
And that is?
Bradley Whitford, for many, many years, was never going to do Law & Order just because he wanted to be that, as almost a joke.
Right.
He was going to be the only actor that was never
on
Law &
Order.
Jeffrey Tambor was doing an episode of Law & Order, and they called Bradley and they said, would you do this episode with Jeffrey? And he always admired him as an actor, so he said yes. That's the first Law & Order he ever did. It was a couple years ago.
I haven't seen...
and then...
When did I've not seen Bradley on Law & Order.
And then Jeffrey said, hey, I'm working on some show for Amazon called Transparent.
Oh, my.
And that's how Bradley got cast on Transparent.
And then what happened?
And now I'm engaged. So your son-in-law is actually because of Law & Order. And you didn't know that story.
I did not. I didn't think Bradley had been...
I think I just won the game.
You did. I haven't even gotten the sneaky Pete yet.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
no. That's fine.
That was a transparent round.
Now, Jay Duplass, who plays your brother.
He would not have been on Law & Order.
He's not on Law & Order because he...
Transparent was the first show he ever really acted on.
Yeah, he's a great filmmaker, director, writer, and now...
Now a great actor.
Now a great actor, but...
He's got to get his Law & Order in there, though.
Doesn't he?
He really does.
Okay, so Sneaky Pete, the show that Amy was shooting Wednesday, another Amazon Prime show that is going into its third season. Shane McRae, who plays Taylor Bowman... SVU and Criminal Intent. Is it Marin Ireland?
Marin.
Marin Ireland, who plays Julie Bowman. Two episodes of SVU. Peter Garrity, who's Otto Bernhardt. Four episodes of SVU, Law and Order.
Well, this show was in New York, so they're definitely all going to be on Law and Order.
Margot Martindale, who's Audrey Bernhardt, SVU and Law and Order. J.O. Sanders... Nine episodes of Criminal Intent and Law & Order, and I have seen...
Has Giovanni Ribisi ever done?
No. There are two exceptions.
Okay.
Giovanni Ribisi, no. He's the star of Sneaky Pete, and from Transparent, Jay Duplass. I've seen J.O. Sanders play like a criminal in one Law & Order, and then like, I don't know, next year come back and be the judge.
Yeah, well, you were allowed to do...
Well, yeah, what was the rule?
I actually think you were allowed to do... I could be wrong, but I think you were allowed to do one a year as long as it wasn't the same... You know, it could be SVU, or they called it the Mothership, which was the original Law and Order, and then there was Criminal Intent.
Well, this is
every 2 years or something, you could actually go back on the same Law and Order.
And they didn't think anybody would notice?
You know, I don't... I just think... You know, that there was just, there's a certain, you know, group of New York actors that are working the theater and working TV there, and they're all really good, and Law & Order has been going for so long, they had to reuse the same people more.
But I think it's, think about it, 19 years. That's a lot of episodes.
It's really fun now to play your game, because you go back and you see people who became,
absolutely.
Huge, they were little.
You know, even Julia Roberts has been on, because she was going out with, come on, in the 90s.
A Law & Order actor?
Yes.
I
have to look it up. But, yeah, they were dating, and so she did an episode of Law & Order. And I'm sorry I can't remember his name, because he's cool. I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up during the break.
If only we had a device where you could punch in something and find out something.
God. Wow, would that be fantastic? We could do a show.
I mean, I bet while you're even wrapping up this segment.
It's wrapped.
Oh, okay. Well, when we
come back. We'll find out what Amy finds when we come back on 720 WGN. Right there, and we'll get to the significance of that in just a second. John Landecker and Amy Landecker, the Landeckers on 720 WGN. One night only, one morning only, because it's past the midnight hour. Wilson Pickett, let it all hang down. Eric Clapton. Okay, so before we broke there, talking about everybody's been on Law & Order, I said even Julia Roberts, because she was dating
Benjamin Bratt.
Yes. You know who he is.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
You got it right.
Yeah.
You got it right.
And thank you to Ian Harvey, who's listening, and Nika Reimer, who both texted us.
Nika Landecker.
Sorry, Nika Landecker.
That's okay.
I had looked it up on Google.
Ian Harvey did? Hey, Ian, what's happening? How you doing?
Now, that means he's listening, by the way, online, because he's in L.A.
So you can hear it. By the way, we are in Los Angeles. Did I throw that in there? And that leads us right into what the thing is with Downton Abbey.
Okay, you mean the short we just shot this last weekend?
Yeah.
I haven't really talked about that publicly yet.
Oh, you can't? We don't have to. We can just drop it right now. Nobody needs to know anything.
Yeah, let's drop it.
Okay.
More will be revealed.
Okay. Oh, boy. I guess I do need to... check things out before I mention them. That's what John Guerin used to tell me.
No, well, I mean, that's not...
You don't have to talk about
it. Okay, yeah. It's no big deal.
It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I got to work with... by the way, I have another connection to Downton Abbey.
Can we talk about Hunter's Game. What is it, Hunter?
Yeah, Hunter's Prayer.
By the way, Hunter's Prayer, available on one of them, either so, Amazon or...
Did we even say Alan Leach's name yet?
No!
Oh, okay, so Alan Leach is this wonderful actor from
Downton Abbey.
He's the chauffeur.
Yeah.
Not the chauffeur.
He started downstairs and he went upstairs.
That's right. And they're going back, I think, now to do the Downton Abbey film.
Yes.
It's a great show. But I did a movie with him in England.
Yep.
No, and I can talk about, he also was graciously appeared in a short that I just directed, which will hopefully someday see the light of day.
Which I got to work on,
too. Which you got to work on, mm-hmm. as the 72-year-old PA.
71. Jesus, come on.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
My God.
Oh, my God. I think you did that to me once years ago. You added a year, and I flipped out. Anyway, we did a movie with Jonathan Mostow that was a action film that
Amy
I think,
gets killed with gunfire.
Yeah, I think it was like went. It was in a couple theaters.
What was the name of that again?
Hunter's Prayer.
Hold on a second.
With
we're
the,
gonna be a loose and goosey. Oh, look what I got here. Wait a minute.
My
wait.
Dad, can I say
what?
This is why you're a radio legend because
what?
You've been compiling clips and tags and sound bites.
Here's the script for Hunter's Prayer.
And look at him
Metzger's back from the States. His people should handle things more efficiently.
Yes, that's
all you have to do is find the girl.
If Metzger's already taken care of our main problem,
oh
we
my
can forget
God.
About it.
I finish what I start.
You're talking over yourself.
Thank God.
Nobody's able to hear it.
They don't need
Metzger's
to
back from the States.
Shh.
His people should handle things more efficiently.
Quiet.
All you have to do is find the girl.
If Metzger's already taken care of our main problem, we can forget about the girl.
I finish what I start.
That's right.
Oh my
God. By the way, he is just a great...
We have to find the girl.
He's a great guy.
Well, one of the reasons that I wanted to do this short with him is it's a comedy short, and he's like one of the funniest people, and every time he acts, we were in between takes, he's like cracking me up, and then he's like, you need to find... He plays this evil man, evil Englishman who lives in a castle.
And as I said, gunfire and Amy goes down.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Hit it.
What's this? Oh, this is my guy.
Oh, I guess it was very short. I thought that was longer, but okay. I liked it a lot. You keep, both of you.
No, I shouldn't. No, we're not poo-pooing
okay.
it. Lovely
right.
film.
It is.
No, it's fine. It's good. It's good. I was proud to be in it.
And I was proud to be your father and watch it.
Oh,
God. Speaking of Amy's career, I'm staying at her house, and yesterday I'm in one room, and she's in the other, and she's doing some sort of audition, and I hear suddenly, I'm a robot! I'm a robot! I'm going to be a robot! Blah, blah, blah! You were auditioning for a cartoon, or an animation, right?
Yes!
Can you do that for us? Can you
no.
do this?
No!
Why not?
First of all, you know why I yelled, I'm a robot?
Because the character's a robot.
No, because my kid was asking... If I was auditioning for an Amazon shipping commercial, because
what?
Well, I can't really give you all the
all
details.
Right, all right.
I actually signed an NDA.
Oh boy!
It's
do not because it's
DreamWorks animated.
Oh, sorry.
So I was merely giving my kid the knowledge
really,
of what I was playing.
We
role.
Really should have gone over some of these topics. Boy, but I think it's okay to say you're on Assassin's Creed, isn't it?
Yes, that's
yes.
on that's on IMDb.
And what are you assassin? What are you assassinating then?
I was.
What are you?
Well, I was multiple. I'm some character named Letitia London or something, who's like the head of the British, you know, whatever that would be,
yeah.
spy ring,
right.
or something. And then I'm also an Eastern European assassin, like and like a peasant woman and a bunch of things.
Let's just face it. You are multi-talented,
it's
is what we're saying.
Wide range.
And, you know, I love those action films. I love that's a James Bond theme. Now, why am I playing the James Bond theme? A couple of reasons. One of them has to do with cars that are on Hollywood Boulevard, which I'll get to in just a second. But... James Bond fans know about the famed Aston Martin, which was equipped with all sorts of super stuff.
We've installed some rather interesting modifications. You see this arm here? Now open the top, and inside are your defense mechanism controls. Smoke screen, oil slick, rear bulletproof screen, and left and right front wing machine guns.
You know, if you don't have your left and right front wing machine guns, what kind of car is it? I'll tell you what kind of car. A new, brand new James Bond Aston Martin costs, ready? $3.5 million. They're making new ones. It has the rotating license plates, right? And some of the other goodies that were in the film. In fact, there are so many goodies on this car. By the way, 28 of them will be made. That's it. As I said, $3.5 million, and you can't drive it on a road. I mean, you can't take it on a road. It's too Bondy. It's too,
As tinsel as tinsel gets. Yeah.
But $3.5 million for one car that you can't even drive. Wow. Okay. Cars on Hollywood Boulevard. So, this acting class I went to on Monday is around the corner from the very end of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I guess that's what it is. I guess that's what they call it. And I got there early, so I was walking around. And I could not believe what I saw. Talk about just the most ridiculous. There's a red Ferrari convertible parked. Beautiful car. Next to it is a poster that says, "Have your picture taken in the car for $10." Really? Okay. Have your picture taken in the car for $10.
In the car?
Yeah, you get to sit in the car and they'll take your picture.
Is that just like a way to like kidnap people?
No, to pretend you got to sit in a Ferrari in Hollywood.
It sounds an abduction.
There's even more. There's more. For like $108.
You could drive it around?
You get to drive a Lamborghini with somebody driving with you for insurance purposes. Yeah, it's on the curb. Anybody walking by, they're like, come on, come on, drive the car. Have your picture taken.
That's the dumbest thing.
I tell you,
that seems very Hollywood, right? You come here, you take a picture, you send it to your parents.
Exactly.
And you're like, I'm killing it.
Right. Yeah. the Walk of Fame. We'll take another walk down that Walk of Fame when we come back. The Landeckers on 720 WGN.
Metzger is back from the States. His people shall handle things more efficiently. All you have to do is find the girl.
If Metzger's already taken care of our main problem, we can forget about the girl.
I finish what I start.
That's right! Reliving the great moments in Hunter's Prayer with Amy Landecker. Yes, we're the Landeckers on WGN. John Landecker, Amy Landecker, live, as it turns out, from Los Angeles, Hollywood, California. One night only.
Our lovely hosts at KTLA, who set up a wonderful...
Great TV station here.
Very
great
kind
people.
Of them.
We got to make sure before this is out that all done that we thank everybody who helped do this, because there's quite a few
village.
People. Yes, it does. It does take a village. Sometimes there's a water buffalo or something coming down the street, and Mongo will come and kill it or knock it out or whatever he does. I forget what he does. That, of course, from Blazing Saddles. And I just want to say that despite a life of ups and downs, I am proud to say that I have left my daughters, Tracy and Amy, one lasting legacy. And that is the movie Blazing Saddles.
Goodness,
oh, my God. It is true. You doing the fart scene?
Yeah.
How did I know? No, but it's true. It really is. I really can't believe it. I love it, but I can't believe it. I mean, it's just amazing.
My sister's band, the Walker Brigade, did a cover of
I'm Tired
by Madeline Kahn.
They did? Wow.
Here I stand, the goddess of desire.
Set men on fire. I have this power.
Morning, noon, and night, it's swing and dancing. Some quick romancing.
And then a shower. Stage door Johnny's always surround me.
That's my sister.
They always hound me.
That's my own kind.
With one request.
is a mashup.
Can satisfy their lustful habits. I'm not a wabbit. I need some rest.
Now remember, she's in a punk band.
I'm tired.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And tired of love.
Easy.
I've had my fill of love.
Yeah, and it goes on. And by the way, you want to be going on to wherever you buy fine music, and find the Walker Brigade CD Therapy Animal. Which contains, now that was a mashup, I put that together with, obviously, Madeline Kahn, but the I'm Tired punk version of it, plus many other fine, fine musical selections that you will know and love. John Landecker, Amy Landecker here on 720 WGN. I got an email from a gentleman named Kent Kotal, who writes a great weekly blog about, I guess you would call, oldies and the things that are surrounding the music of that era. And he wanted me to know that there is a website called Rewound Radio. Willie? Yes.
Willie?
Rewound. Anyway, whatever they are, they will be saluting the late Larry Lujack this Saturday afternoon as part of their regular weekly DJ Hall of Fame series.
I always think of that snake story.
Hold on. I'm getting there. The program kicks off at noon Eastern Time and will include Larry Lujack's farewell broadcast on WLS, which I followed, as a matter of fact. Okay, Amy, what's the giggling about with the snake story?
Well, because he, when I was little, I used to hang around the radio station and get into a lot of trouble. And one thing I did was a prank, I guess, on Larry. Did you set me up to
No, Brant Miller did.
Brant Miller. So he told me to hide under Larry's desk, and what did I, like, grab?
Okay, no, wait a minute.
So you tell us.
I'm not.
Because I don't remember. I was too little.
Back in the day, us radio guys and people were not allowed to have our own office. We went to the quote-unquote jock lounge.
Oh, yeah, the jock lounge.
And the jock lounge was like one long room, and it had desks on each side. So, you know, you'd walk down the middle, and each of us had our own little chair and our own little nook in the wall. So as I understand it, because I wasn't there for this, I mean, I'm in the station somewhere, but
You're probably on the air.
But yeah, I probably was. So as I understand it, Brant and Amy are in the jock lounge, and Amy's like, I mean, young. We're talking maybe seven.
Mm-hmm.
And Brant says, look, what I want you to do is get under Larry's desk and stay there, and then when he comes in, I'm gonna say some word. I don't know what the word was now, but it was, let's just say, how's the weather? And if when I say how's the weather, oh no, he says, here's the way it went. He's gonna tell Larry that they've
found a snake.
That there's been some snake. They found a snake on the fifth floor of the stone container building.
Right, that's
and then he's going to let a few minutes pass, and then he's
and gonna, then I'm going to grab his foot.
Then he's going to say the code word, and Amy's going to grab Larry's leg, which is exactly what happened.
And I guess he went berserk.
Yeah. Well,
I scared the bejesus out of him.
Yes, you did. Good old, charming, delightful Uncle Lear. What a character he was, man.
I love that guy. General manager's office that was super fancy, and I went in there and turned on the TV and lit one of his cigars, and they called security because they thought there was a break-in, but there was like a 10-year-old girl smoking cigars.
Oh, there's more. For instance, you know, did you ever play one of those radio contests where you send in your name?
We are sure the statute of limitation. I'm not going to get arrested about this.
No. Okay. You send in your name, and then you listen for your name. And after you hear your name, you have 20 minutes to call, blah, 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 and win, blah, blah, blah. Well, my show suddenly had a huge increase in winners. And I thought, man, this is fantastic. I got to be the hottest jock in America. It's not a rural radio program until we rejoin the Landeckers on 720 WGN playing some music from the movies, because we are live right now from Los Angeles, Hollywood, all that kind of stuff, where my daughters, Amy and Tracy, live, and my granddaughter, Iris. Thank you so much. My progeny, or whatever it is. Right? Isn't that what it's called?
I think so.
Let's talk about Aretha Franklin for a minute.
Oh, man. How many times have I watched that Kennedy Center performance? I can't stop.
Yeah, but there's a lot of other stuff going on. Two of which are fantastic, and one of which is not. I had the number here, but I can't seem to find it at the moment. But NASA, or whoever is in charge of naming stars in space, giving them a name, Aretha Franklin has her own.
Oh, that's cool.
Legitimate. Labeled by the people who are legitimate, not some company that you send your money to.
Right.
The real deal she has received.
Wow.
That honor. Then, this is just, can sort of send chills. In Detroit, they had a moment of silence at a Tuesday at the Tigers game, and maybe you've seen the picture. When they did the moment of silence, I swear to you, this is for real, a rainbow appeared over the ballpark. For real.
Wow.
Not making it up.
Wow.
Now, the third thing is not good. Well, if Aretha Franklin died without a will, I got to tell you, it's going to be, there's going to be hell to pay. I'm just sure of it. If you, if that happens, you have your, and I'm sure people listening have know exactly what I'm headed to. You go to probate, and it's usually the person who has passed is sort of like the glue that holds everything together. And when they're gone, and there's no, and they've not left specific instructions, all hell can break loose between brothers, sisters, you name it. And this can go on and on and on and on. And it is just heartbreaking to see families descend. Now, I'm not saying everybody does this, don't get me wrong, but I'm aware of enough, I'm aware of examples where this has happened. And people that you've known all your life in many instances, you know, you grew up with these people, all that kind of stuff, suddenly you're adversarial over things that were left. Lawyers are hired. It goes... A lot of money is spent on those lawyers, fighting over what's been left behind. And I'm just saying that it's too bad. I mean, I loved Aretha Franklin. Absolutely fantastic human being and incredible talent. But sad to hear that I think she left like $80 million or something like that.
Wow.
And she's got some sons, and nothing's happened yet.
I wonder why. It's so interesting because we were talking about, I loved her purse, and I, this, you know, a lot of people have been watching the Kennedy Center performance because it was so unbelievable of a natural woman. And she brings her purse with her everywhere she goes. Would on stage. She even when she moved from the piano to come out to sing, she brings it with her. She puts it on the stage,
right?
And it's a tradition of hers to ask to get paid in cash and to keep her purse,
right?
So it's just interesting.
Chuck Berry did that too.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You gotta pay me in money before I go on.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would drive around with it. I mean, I guess that's old school. Want to keep track of your cash, and of course. If you weren't,
well,
if you weren't going to declare it,
swindled too.
Yeah,
though,
I mean, if you're not going to declare it, then
well, but also I think there was an issue sometimes of not getting paid, so it was a way to make sure paid.
Yeah. That's true too. But said, as I said, not the way to leave your family, if you ask me. And I don't think it's a very complicated thing to do, but it's a thing that a lot of people don't like to face, and I understand that too, easily. All right. We're about ready to wrap it up. here at 720 WGN, and we have...
We're going to wrap it up on the...
I got something in my back pocket.
Okay.
We have a ton of people to express our gratitude to. Todd Madeline, who's the operations manager, WGN. This was his idea. And we've had... Have you had fun?
I did have fun.
Well, that's what we came here to
do. I get to say something for a second.
Okay.
My dad is a radio legend, and being a part of this program with him, I see why. Because basically, I got to hang out and text with my friends and, you know, be on the receiving end of his dedication and love of this form. And I'm not kidding when I say he's just obsessed and driven and creative and constantly needs to create and was born to do some...
I can't help it!
He can't help it. And I wish, and I know why people go on and on. And I mean, this is like watching someone... It's just been kind of incredible. And,
well, thanks,
and anytime
thanks.
You want me to come to work, which means I don't have to do anything, I'm happy to join you. I mean, I literally didn't have to lift a finger today.
That's okay. That's just the way it goes.
Just sit here. And...
Well, I didn't do anything yesterday except sit around for hours and watch you film Sneaky Pete.
Well, speaking of sitting around for hours, though, I got a call at 2:30 and we started shooting at 8:30. I always say to people who want to come to set,
oh,
it
man.
Ain't as exciting as you think.
And it was hot. It was hot. They didn't have air conditioning. It was, they were on location.
I mean, it was fun.
Oh, it's fun.
But it ain't glamorous.
No. No. But you work hard. You guys work hard. And you know another thing? We started... by taking on the idea that since we were from Hollywood and L.A., that the place is full of leftists, elitists, and gated communities. And, for instance, Sneaky Pete, the show that Amy was filming yesterday, I just took a look at what's called the call sheet, and it lists every person working on that episode. I think there's maybe 7 or 8 actors, something like that. But there is 175 people working on that shoot, from food, carpenters, electricians, makeup, hair, on and on and on and on and on. So don't give me none of that elitist.
No, there's a lot of working, very hard working union people in this town.
That's right. I want to thank the people here at KTLA, the engineering department, who, this is a TV station, not a radio station, and they actually built us a little room so we could do this. Can't tell
Joe,
you.
Joe, who welcomed us.
Just want to say.
Our engineer, was it Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just thanks so much, and thanks to everybody. Cash back there. I haven't mentioned the producer yet. Who else should I thank? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like I'm at the Oscars and you're going to get played out, but. 1 a.m. news sponsored by Riza Acura.
We're not there yet.
Oh.
We're getting close. We're getting close. So I just want to say thanks for the opportunity. Thanks for listening. Thanks for everybody who made it happen. And I said I had something in my hip pocket.
Oh, dear.
We're going to leave with Aretha Franklin.
Oh!
And Respect.
Oh, yeah.
But not what you think.
Everyone wants respect. Everyone needs respect.
God.
From the young to the very old and in the middle, male, female, we all want respect. And we all want to be appreciated.
There you go.
Love her.